It's an unlikely formula for success as a rock band, but the musicians in the Melbourne group Rudely Interrupted have used their disabilities, which range from blindness to autism, as an inspiration. And it's paying off. The six-piece indie rock band is just about to leave the Melbourne pub scene for an international tour of the US and Britain. And they've been invited to play at the United Nations in December. In Melbourne, Alison Caldwell reports.
From their first pub gig in Melbourne last year to Federation Square and the popular Indie Laneway Festival in February, six-piece band Rudely Interrupted has come a long way in just 2 years. Now it's about to embark on a world tour, kicking off in New York in December, followed by appearances in Chicago, London, Bristol and Manchester. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for lead singer Rory Burnside.
It allows us to show off to, well, basically the whole world what we are capable of. This band has well and truly exceeded expectations. In fact, only about 6 months ago, I was a bit worried about if we'd even continue to exist, because we were and still are on financially shaky ground. A lot of bands like this do tend to constantly be operating in the red.
In a world first, the band has been invited to play at the United Nations in New York to mark International Day of People with Disabilities. Five of the six musicians in the band have a range of intellectual and physical disabilities, including blindness, deafness, Asperger's, autism, and Down syndrome. They write their own music and say they use their weaknesses as their strengths. Charismatic frontman Rory Burnside was born with no eyes and has Asperger's syndrome.
I also associate words and phrases with colours, mainly traffic light colours. For example, yes is green, no is red, and maybe is orange. It also generates awareness of what Asperger's syndrome may be like.
What is it like for you?
Can be very challenging, can be frustrating, can lead to me misinterpreting something. For example, if we have to stop and start in rehearsal, I often interpret that as a waste of time or people being a bit slow, whereas it could be very important. And this may sound a bit silly, but I was born 2 weeks late, and my belief was that my whole life is 2 weeks behind schedule. I feel I need to make that up.
I treated this band exactly like I would any other band. To be honest, when we first got together, I didn't know whether we'd be able to play one song together, let alone be able to go out and start doing shows and tours.
Veteran rocker and guitarist Rowan Brooks formed the band 2 years ago after the group met during a music therapy session. He's toured the US and Canada before, alongside Jet, in a band called The Anyones. The big-name recording studios haven't exactly been beating down Rudely Interrupted's doors. Rowan Brooks says, thanks to the internet, people can hear the band's music.
The traditional recording contract is totally different these days, and, I mean, they work their bands pretty hard to break their band, I suppose. We don't really need to do that, so unless they come to us with an offer we couldn't refuse, then I'd discuss it. But I don't think that's going
to
happen.
The band needs to raise money over the next 5 months to help cover the costs of their tour, including food, accommodation and return travel for the band, along with six care staff and support crew.
We feel the will is there, the talent's there. We're just asking the general public to get on our website, which is brutallyinterrupted.com, and make a donation. I'm very motivated to tell the world and tell as many people as possible, how talented they are.
Guitarist Rowan Brooks and the band Rudely Interrupted, ending Alison Caldwell's report.